Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
You're not playing violin. Look, look.
Y'all gotta,
just show it as a tricep.
Okay, y'all, I can't. I have no rhythm. I asked if you were left-handed because I'm like, I got to think about, like, are you driving with this other hand? Are you
driving with the other
hand? That makes sense, then. That makes sense. I'm embarrassing myself.
You like sword fighting a little bit. It's definitely sword fighting. I see the sword fighting in it.
You know what? I actually, when I first saw this, I got excited because I was like, ooh, a ticker tucker dance I can do.
A ticker tucker.
And then it just got a little difficult, and
it's
I was like,
so
God damn it.
Though. That's the crazy thing. It's so easy. It's just, but I think you're overthinking it.
No, I looked and saw that you were under 30. The way y'all's joints are made are different. So, y'all, welcome to a very special Freshly Squeezed episode with a Friends with Benefits.
Hey.
Good friend, our money was in the building. Ooh, I should have started with that. It's Armani Blanco. Yes, my Spanish is Blanco.
Do you prefer Armani Blanco or Armani White? How do you identify as Blanco or White?
I identify as the Big Blanco, but like, you know, if you get to know me, you can.
The Big Blanco.
You gotta have the in there. You gotta have the Big Blanco.
Not to be confused with any old.
It's
big
not.
Blanco.
It's not just the Big Blanco. It's the Big Blanco.
Yeah, got it.
Okay. You're giving us that voice. Look at you.
You see?
You gotta break me out of it. Because when I'm speaking to people older than me, I be feeling like I gotta mature.
All right.
Speaking to people older than you.
And the only reason I said it is because you said I was
like
under 30.
I was raised right and respect my elders now.
That's what I was, because you said I was under 30. I'm like, all right, you know, yeah, I am under 30, but I'm able to, you know,
but I'm grown.
Able
I'm
to hold my composure.
Blanco.
Yeah, right, yeah.
That's nuts. No, go in and out. I want the ticker talk voice. I want
the ticker talk voice. And this is why we're elders.
I'm actually jealous of how you, like, you're able to create content literally when you wake up, when you're sleeping, when you're napping, when you're eating, when you're flying. The way you're able to just bring me into your world at every single moment.
Thank you.
One of, like, my favorite people I follow.
Thank you. Which is crazy because
you even entertained me during COVID. During the pandemic, you still was entertaining. I'm at my house just looking up recipes. Like, what am I to do?
What's your favorite takeaway recipe that you got from COVID?
Ooh, probably the feta block.
Oh,
y'all saw like where they was putting the feta block with the tomato sauce and it like.
You lost me.
Look, don't do that.
The feta block.
Okay,
wait. That sounds. I'm no that sounds here. Nice.
Don't do that. Shut up.
Did it come with pasta?
Yeah, I think. Yeah. The only other thing I will say, I learned 50-11 ways to make salmon.
Salmon.
I'm saying salmon because that's how the ways
was keeping the L in there, right? That was one of the ways.
Because that's how the people were making the video.
Like,
why does no one know how to remove the L? At this point, it's salmon.
it's salmon.
Because everyone's making it in the air fryer. They're braiding it. They're fucking it. They're massaging it. I don't know what they're doing with the goddamn salmon. But I'm only saying it like that because I've heard so many people say it wrong. I'm over it. But no, I've again enjoyed you. For y'all who are unfamiliar, get familiar. Y'all have definitely heard this man.
Yes.
On on everywhere.
Stylish.
By the way, I was in Ghana, yeah. And they were, and your song came on. Oh,
in
yes,
Ghana?
In Ghana.
Yeah.
Did I not send you the video? Club.
I think you did. The crazy thing is,
oh, you might not have known where I was.
Did you have the phone that time, too?
I was going to say. But the crazy thing is, I might not have had my phone.
Oh, that was you?
No.
Now, y'all don't even know.
Oh, that was you that sent the video from Ghana?
I invited this man out yesterday, like, oh, you in town? Meet up. So I get on him because he responds like a light-skinned nigga, even though he not.
I'm a little light-skinned, baby.
Well, especially light-skinned. With the hair.
Wow, it depends on the season. It depends on the season. Like, you know, like I feel like, give me like December. I'll be light-skinned
so
again.
So I'm mad because I'm like, just no response. I just invited you out.
Yeah.
His friend had his phone and said, oh, that was you.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm not gonna lie. I don't know if maybe then, I mean, my friends are cool. My phone stays attached to me.
Always.
Like,
I be running away from my phone now. Like,
why?
Because I had two phones, but
I had two phones.
We went through the same thing that happened with you with the battery on your iPad. Like, that happened to my other phone. So I was like, I'm done with this damn phone.
Oh, because
so,
it just wouldn't stay charged.
Yeah, exactly. So at that point, I was like, I'm going back to one phone, but it's like everything comes into that one phone, like all the business, all the personal, all the everything. So
and notifications from
TikTok.
Yeah,
so it's like in my head, I'm like, yo, if this isn't in my hand, if it's out of sight, it's out of mind. Like, you know, like I didn't see it, so I can't worry about it. So a lot of times, Ross, I have my phone, and sometimes I miss things. I don't know why he didn't tell me
about
it.
Now, what about when your years hit you? Is that, did I say it right?
My little year. My little year.
My little year.
No, it's
lit. Lit, yeah.
Because you know they down south who say that.
But who's down south? You just can't generalize.
My little year.
Who says my little year?
I'm not down south. To me, everybody down south is down south.
My little year.
Yeah, my little year.
Okay, so we talked about it off camera. I'm going to tell you what I think it means, though.
Uh-huh.
My little year is like, you can't say boo, bae. It's one of those where you don't know a title for this man
yet,
but you may like him.
Uh-huh,
you may want to give him fellatio.
Instead of bae.
And that's my little boo thing. Instead of like really putting what we know to be titles on someone, that's my little yeah.
My little yeah gave me fellatio. That makes sense.
Oh, see what
that makes sense. That makes sense.
Wait, so she's your little yeah.
I was her little yeah, but I guess like it was universal. We was yeah.
That's crazy.
Nah, you know what? You know what I learned though? I was just talking about this. I think getting my feet played with is my new head.
Wait a second.
Wow.
Like that's
massaging
my...
or in the, like toes played in the mouth.
With? Like what is played with? First of all, what is played with?
Hold on.
Feet played with?
It was because I couldn't respond.
When you say feet played with, I'm thinking this little piggy went to the market. And that's
not this little piggy went all the way home.
Right. Like what are we talking about
you
played?
I'm saying, listen, this little piggy did go to the market, so I came back with it. You know what I mean? Like nah, I get like both.
Okay. Wait. How do you ask for that?
Yo, that's the question we were saying. Like, it's like, yo, there's like, do you push your hand down and keep pushing it? Like, slowly lift your leg up.
Yeah.
He said, no, not right there. Not right. Keep going. Nah, I don't know. You just like, it started with like a foot massage. Yo, God, you just rub my feet type of thing. Like, play with my feet. You know what I mean? But then it leveled up. You get like, you know, especially when you dealing with a girl for a long period of time.
Yeah.
You're dealing with a little, like, you know, y'all still getting experimental. You just like, all right, like we do this all the time. Like, it's like, what's the next step?
And a foot massage.
Yo, get your feet played.
You could go to Canal Street and get that.
Nah, but they ain't gonna suck on your toes.
Oh yeah, they're not gonna do that.
They might suck. I don't want no Asian lady sucking on my toes. Like,
I mean, maybe they could start sucking on your beads. That's an extension of you.
Wow.
What's crazy is that has become like signature look for you.
Yeah.
And I was looking through my phone. So this used to be my hairstyle growing up, but my mama gave me that. I'm half white. She did the braids and the beads so that we wouldn't get lice.
I remember you sent me. Yeah.
Oh, wait, I did send you the picture. Me and my sister with all these pink and white beads.
You had the vacation braids.
No. This is how we wore our hair up until
I know.
We,
I'm calling the vacation braids because if you go on vacation and you see the little white girls at the resort, yes, they had the braids with the beads.
I was in London and I was doing an interview in London. And the girl was like, I love your hair. I was like, thank you. She's like, yeah, I was just watching King Richard, and you really remind me of the girls that was.
Wow.
Said, not Serena and Venus.
Wow.
Said, is this a compliment? I'm not.
I mean, it actually reminds me, and I love because we're talking about nostalgia in our grown section, but you sampled recently Bow Wow.
Yeah.
He wore the braids with the beads for so long in his career.
Yeah.
You want something funny? It's a park down the street from my house where I was growing up on 52nd Street. And me and my sister used to go there and like when I was growing my hair, I was a little kid. She would make the other kids in the neighborhood take pictures with me, and she told them I was a little Bow Wow. We made like $8. We made like $8.
You're lying. Not you being a fake Bow Wow for the kids.
And they couldn't tell the difference. Like it was like
eyes ain't light enough.
Little Bow Wow. Like,
you just don't know.
That's crazy.
I was little Bow Wow.
And you made eight. Wait, so you were charging people to take fan photos? It
was like a dollar a photo. And we got like 8 people. Yeah. Eventually, some people, you're not little Bow Wow. you get them hating as like us, you know.
They're like, no, I have the Word Up posters on my wall.
Yeah, right,
you're not him. Anything like that.
You not him. I don't know that man. Who is this man?
I'm wearing Dickies. I'm like, little Bow Wow didn't dress like this. I got a school shirt on.
Yeah, nah. Little Bow Wow was dressed like Mike. You was out here.
But is that who you were listening to? Because you were Philly Bowl?
Nah, I wasn't. Bowl.
Not a bowl.
Well, I'm a Philly Bowl. I'm a bowl.
Chipotle.
Oh my God.
Okay, y'all know y'all talk like that. I get on internet all the time.
Yeah, nah, it's a Philly boy. I wasn't. I listened to Lil Bow Wow, like, you know, like every kid listened to Lil Bow Wow. But I grew up on like rap, So it was like DVD. Like we had like our little DVDs in Philly. We had like, it was like Meek had he was on the DVDs, Reed was on the DVD, Joey J had. I don't know if you know these people, but
no.
I was like Meek.
Yeah.
But also there was also.
But the DVDs that you talking about, if we saw them outside of Philly, then it was on WorldStar.
Yeah.
WorldStar was our version of the DVDs.
But see, like you know, you see them videos of Meek just standing on the corner, a bunch of things behind him.
Yep.
That was my Grammys as a kid. Like I was like, yo, if I can get a camera in front of me and like just my niggas behind me and we just rap, like, yo, we did it. Like, we did it. We ain't got to do shit else. Nigga. Like, I'm dropping out of school, nigga. Like, it was it, you know, but I grew up on that.
Which is funny because that is, I sent her a video during the pandemic when you were doing United Masters on Victor's stream.
Yeah.
You had niggas behind you just dancing. Then you had somebody come with a... you was having someone sing R&B. And that's kind of where I was introduced to you as well.
That shit was so fun.
How did that... Okay, so let's tell the audience. For those of you who are unfamiliar, during the pandemic, you know, that's where we got all the DJ sets on Instagram.
Yes.
And we were all locked in our goddamn house. United Masters partnered with Victor Oladipo, who is a Miami Heat player, now injured. Oh,
that's my man.
Sex.
I love that they're injured, Stan.
Right, you know. Well, we're in New York, you know.
I'm a Knicks fan. Sorry, y'all.
My six is doing good.
I'm mad because I'm going for the Celtics.
I don't like what you're talking about right now.
We're not going to do this.
Keep going.
Okay, Victor Oladipo. So Victor Oladipo joined with United Masters, and it was like a competition of artists, right?
So before that happened, we were supposed to go on tour, like a college tour, right before the pandemic.
Who's we?
Just me and my homies. We were supposed to go on a college tour. There's like a bunch of things that WME has set up for us. The first show was on the 15th. I don't know if you remember, but the 15th was the day.
And then the 17th is when we had a stay-at-home order in New York.
Yeah, right.
So, yes.
The 15th.
March 15th.
The 15th was the day. That was D-Day. So the whole time, we was just sitting there. Like, we had a flight that morning. Like, yo, are we catching this? Do we not catch this? And then we stay home. At that point, it was like, yo, everything shut down. So we had this idea. Honestly, this is where Casablanca started. We had this idea where we was like, yo, let's just do a tour in the crib. So we just did
This was your idea first then.
So we started this. We started it with the Casablanca tour in the crib. It was like the first show was in my room. It was like it was like the bedroom of the Fillmore bedroom, like whatever, I don't know. Then it was like the second room, my DJ Jai, it was like Club Jai. And then it was like then the third night was living room nightclub. But like we did it. We started out with that and those just went. Like they went how they went. Like everybody was loving it. And afterwards, United Masters kind of we just started having a conversation. It was like, yo, we're partnering up with the NBA on a bunch of other stuff anyway. And then I think they had pitched the idea to do it that way and to do it as a competition. And we, you know, they put us in the competition.
But you roasted it.
We just ran it for like 5 weeks.
Like literally, he beat everybody every time someone stepped up. And they, how was the voting? It was through the comments and the audience got to vote, right?
It wasn't even the audience. They had the guest voters. So like, I think Neo had voted one time. Ray Shremmert voted one time. Oh. It was a couple of others, another NBA player that voted one time. Like, but the voting was going through, like they would bring another guest on to vote.
Okay. Now I know you're an artist, but a lot of us still get starstruck. So these people are watching you. They're voting for you. So many eyes are getting in on you. I have to know, did anyone slide in your DMs or give you credit on the artistry that you do? And you were like, you were sending it to this man who be keeping your phone. Like, you ain't gonna believe who they hit me. Look at my phone, because you can see it since you have it. But like, did anybody, like, you were shocked that they reached out and you were noticeable to them?
You.
Stop it. We're not gonna do this. We swapped merch with each other. Both of us had these canceled. We both had canceled tours. Like, we were both on tours. So we were both like, we had all this merch. And he was like, yo, give me that. I'll wear it. I said, you gonna send me one? So literally, that's so fire. We're mailing each other. Don't do this.
That's my look. Yeah.
And you on my refrigerator with your holiday card. Oh,
see. This is something deep. Yeah. This is a real connection.
But now he doesn't answer. Y'all see what happens when niggas go viral on TikTok?
I didn't have my phone.
Forgot all about you. That's crazy.
Is there anybody then, like, that you're... that you would now like to work with? Because you're working, you got the Denzel Curry feature, you got the ASAP Ferg. We'll get into those songs as well. But, like, is there anybody that you like?
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
There was a few. Like, there was a few relationships that I made out of it, for sure. I know Yes Jules had hit me up. We had, honestly, Slim Jimmy reached out to me, and me and him became, that became one of the homies from Ray Shrimmer.
Okay.
Because early on, we was like a Ray Shrimmer stan account. Like, we was fighting for them dudes. So, like, but that was like, it was like, as far as like relationships that I maintained throughout the years, my little yes, man.
It's a lot of yes.
Yeah, that's all you can say back to it. Yeah.
Okay, I'm not. I guess I would love to know the same for you then.
Like, if there's anybody that
with social media, because I mean, I think I shared this with when Jeff and Eric were on. I can't believe some of the people that listen to the pod and respond and all that stuff all the time.
Yeah. So like, who is
it? I mean, for the pod, well, as an artsy, but I'm a New Yorker. So the same way that y'all had like DVDs for me, it was Hot 97, right?
Okay. Yeah.
So the first person that noticed me on Twitter that started following me, and I was like, oh shit, I made it, was Angie Martinez.
Hey. Oh wow.
When
okay.
Angie Martinez followed me, I was like, oh my God, that's it, I made it. I don't care about nothing else. I'm about to be a New York celebrity. That's it, it's over. It's going down. And yeah, I think that was the moment for me, was Angie, and then getting to meet her and be around her and be around Ebro and just everybody at the station. It was just like, oh, okay, y'all are actually really cool and regular people, even though to us, they're celebrities. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, you think back then, we were thinking about, if you ever saw Wendy Williams, you'd be like, oh shit, it's Wendy. Like, we saw radio personalities in New York, like they were stars. They were stars to us.
Let me ask you this. The people that you fuck with, right? Like, when you were super excited about them, did your like homies, family, whoever, like, did they know the importance of these people, or was it just you and you was trying to
be
like...
No, people knew. And the craziest one actually was at Essence. And my mother and Faith Evans was backstage, and she had watched my performance.
Yeah.
And my mom could not get over it. She was like, that's Faith Evans.
You said, I'm performing though.
Like, I'm like, I'm performing. She was like, I know, but that's the Faith Evans.
Right.
Oh, wow.
She was married to Biggie. I was like, okay. But she's also Faith Evans. Like, she has a career all her own too. Like, we can give Faith
your
her flowers.
Your mom was like, can you stop performing for a second
but
so I can admire
Faith
Evans?
Which made me laugh, because I'm like, you don't even know a
your mom is the
Faith
wokest
Evans
white
song.
Woman.
Right.
She's, I'm like... She was married to Biggie.
And I was like, yes, Ma, she was. Yes, that's Faith.
That's hilarious.
So, I mean, it's in those moments, it's cool. But there's also, I realized too, that like the people that we get starstruck by are the unsuspecting people.
Yeah.
There's people that are stars and celebrities and stuff like that. But for me, being recognized by Angie Martinez was like, oh my God, because she was the voice of New York. So it's like, if she's listening and she's paying attention, that means everybody else will follow suit, kind of thing.
Right.
I didn't always feel that way about other artists. I think it was, for me, it was definitely like industry people that I was like, oh my God, I can't believe that's this person sees me and notices me.
Nah, I honestly, because coming from Philly, we got the whole like dick eating culture, like chill.
The dick eating.
Like yeah.
Pause. How do y'all not pause saying dick eating?
No, because you're not supposed to be dick eating. That's the whole point.
They have dick eating. We have dick riding in New York. Yeah. You dick ride.
Oh, dick like, ride. Chill, yeah, same
like,
thing.
Be like, yo, okay. Like chill, you dick eating. Like so, if you see anybody that you might fuck with, you might be excited about. Like I remember,
you play it cool. You gotta play it cool.
When I went, when we did Powerhouse, I was walking through. My mom was up in the top. So I was going to go meet my mom. I was walking through the crowd, and it's like a group of little high school girls and shit, and. One of them, I hear him. One of them is like, yo, that's Armani White. Other one's like, yeah, it is. The third one goes, hi, Armani. And I turned around to see what's up. My friend was like, damn, stop Dickie. And I'm like, yo, she can't say hi.
She's a Philly.
Like, yo, Dickie and Coach is real in Philly. So, like, I grew up like that. Like, I grew up like, yeah, I ain't even about to be on no Dickie.
You act like you're too cool then. Even when you're.
I did. Now, I don't give a fuck. Like, if I'm a fan. Like, I remember I was in L.A., and we was at Veggie Grill. It's me and the chick I was one of my little years at the time.
Wait, Veggie Grill, right? That's right. So you not only don't drink, you're an annoying like
no, I'm not
eater.
No, I'm
right?
not. I'm an annoying eater for sure. I'm an annoying
like when
eater
people
for sure.
go
are
out
you
with
a
you,
vegan?
Yeah, what are you?
I was vegan. I'm more so pescatarian than anything.
Okay,
I'm
then that's fine. Yeah, that's cool. Yeah. You're not about to try to tell me that this is orange chicken and it's fucking cauliflower.
No,
that shit.
I went to an event last night. And I actually got mad because they had lobster in air quotes. Guess what it was?
Lobster.
Parsnips. I said, y'all playing with
what?
Me.
What the
then
fuck?
Then they had sashimi rice. It was crispy rice. Guess what the sashimi fish was? Watermelon. I said, get y'all. I said, I don't want that shit.
They put watermelon with rice?
Watermelon was supposed to be the fish.
Yo,
and I said, why are y'all playing in my face?
Watermelon with rice.
Watermelon on rice is insane.
Their fish.
That's disgusting.
I said, I'm upset. But
no,
parsnip lobster was even more nuts. I said, you know what? All of y'all, call it a parsnip taco.
Just tell me it's parsnip. Just tell me it's parsnip.
I was so upset.
Yeah, I don't want to be lied to. Lie to yourself. Don't lie to me.
I'm not going to lie. I'm one of those that, like, now that I'm back out in these streets, mm-hmm. I'm not dating somebody that has a shellfish allergy. I'm not dating somebody that's vegan.
I can't do a vegan.
It's too complicated.
No.
Yeah. It's too complicated. Have you ever taken a girl on a date and she complained about the food or complained about everything and you were like, I can't ever do this again.
I don't do the my whole thing is I complain. Like I complain.
See what I mean? Yeah. We're never going out to eat, gotcha.
No, I'm like I just like to cause problems.
I'm sorry.
What? We're not even in slightly toxic yet, but okay, you like to cause problems.
I don't know how to explain it. It's like I like to look at the menu and be like, all right, how can I fuck this whole order up and just turn it into something different? I don't know. It's just like
chaos. You just want chaos.
Yeah, like you gotta have a little chaos.
Nope. It's giving that you never worked in food and beverage.
That's exactly what it's giving.
You never did.
You're making their jobs a million times harder.
For no reason. Have you ever worked in like what is one of your first jobs? Like, what have you worked?
The only job I ever had, actually, I worked in food and beverage, yeah. The only job I ever had, I worked at Chipotle for 30 minutes. 30
for
minutes.
30 minutes?
Yeah.
Wait, how do you work somewhere for 30 minutes?
Because I needed money at the time. So I had a friend that worked at Chipotle. I'm like, yo, tell your boss I work under the table. I just need $1,000. I'll put 100 hours in. Like, I was on some wild shit. So I got the job, but he never put me on the schedule till like months after I needed the money. So at this point, I forgot I even had the job. He called me in one day like, yo, can you work 4 to 8? I'm like, man, fuck no. So my mom, she mad at me. She want me to go. I go like, I got there like 6.
Not 4 to 8.
And you showed up at 6?
I get there like 6. He like, yo, perfect timing. Man, we need you on the floor.
Not perfect timing.
I had no training.
2 hours late. Perfect timing.
Right. Had no training whatsoever. So he put me on the floor and I'm scooping the chicken. scooping the chicken, putting them on burritos and shit. And the girl in front of me, she runs to the back. She like, excuse me, the new kid's putting too much chicken on her. I'm like, no. Bitch, I know you're not telling her. So now we got a whole argument going on.
Wait, she ran to the back to just tell you you putting too much chicken?
Yeah, she went ratting on me. So then when she go rat on me, manager, he like, yo, just come to the back, just wash dishes. I said, nah, I'm out of here. I ain't gonna lie to you. I got out of there.
Wash dishes?
That was it. Yeah.
How much was that check? Did you ever get it?
I want to say it was like $24. Yeah. Yeah. It was like $24. I didn't even cash it. I was like, yeah, I don't.
But even a 20, that was how much they was paying you at the Chipotle?
Right. For
I think
30
he,
minutes.
I think he
still
wrote,
gave you your
yeah,
shift.
He gave me the whole joint, but it was like, yeah, I ain't. I got out of there.
And that was your first and last job?
That was my first and last job. After that, I was rapping.
Mm. Wow.
Yeah. I did a lot of other stuff, but I was rapping. Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
I found ways to make money.
Okay.
But
the big Blanco.
The big Blanco. Yes.
Now I need to know if you was ever on Backpage, but we not gonna get into that.
I was selling ass. I was selling ass for sure.
That's why you got all these little yens.
Exactly.
Little yens.
Where you think these little yens come
that's
from?
That's the little yens. Oh my God, y'all, look at me. We ain't even got the outline up. Sorry, y'all. Played Silvertooth on here, but I wanted to get into. Oh, we talked about career taking off. We've been doing great.
We've been doing amazing.
You just said a lot of the things that you did.
Uh-huh.
One of the songs that I really liked from yours is A Letter from Jail, because your ass was locked up.
I know. What the fuck?
Your ass was locked up.
You was locked up.
Yeah.
So if you could share like a little bit of that, but also I want to get into not only the craziest things that you saw in jail, but you clearly wrote music in jail.
Yes.
You wrote in jail. So first off, what you was locked up for?
Arson. Fucking big burning nigga house down. No, I'm playing. It was arson.
It was arson.
It made no sense though. Like my house caught on fire.
Oh.
I called the cops and ambulance, all that shit. They came put the fire out, but the landlord didn't like us at the time.
Mm.
So the landlord like pressed charges on us and
Oh my God.
And it became an arson charge. And we didn't even know we was being charged with arson. My brother got pulled over one day and they ran his license plate. It was like, yo, you know you got a warrant. And then it was like, that was how we found out. Like,
Oh shit.
We all got warrants just because we all our names was on a lease. Like my brother, he wasn't even there when the fire happened. It was it became a thing. So he had to sit in jail for months. We had to go to jail and bail out. That was some bullshit. And then by the time we got to like a year later, we got to court. The fire marshal's in there. He just like, yeah, man, I can't tell which one of them was actually on the scene at the time because, you know, now they got long hair. They had at the time, they had Caesar haircuts. And the judge was like, judge, a black lady, she was like, there's no way any of these boys had Caesar haircuts last year and got long ass hair. Like, she's like, yeah, I'm gonna just dismiss this case, get the fuck out of here. Like, So shit went good, but yeah, we had to go to jail. That shit was ass.
Now, to bring it just a little deeper,
because
I want people to know how deep you get. That was a crazy transition. But
I want people to know how deep you get as well.
During the pandemic, you did release an EP.
Yes.
Things We Lost in the Fire.
Yes.
You sent me stuff from that EP it was great.
You know what I mean?
You going to jail for arson in this fire, you've also lost family members with a fire. And a lot of that was written, put on the album, into... It was almost also a full circle.
It was, I was about to say it was a full circle in a bad way, but
In a bad way. Uh-huh. We talk about being able to perform songs that are touching and either it's through a relationship or grief. Mm-hmm. A lot of artists find difficulty in performing those songs that come from a very real place. In performing now, going back to that EP and maybe revisiting some of those songs, do you find it difficult knowing that it came from a real place?
That's crazy. And now that you say it, I don't think I really perform any of those songs.
I
never thought about why I don't, but I don't really perform any of those records. Like
you put them in your, like, do you create your own track list or is it your team?
Yeah.
And I made
all the, like, I'm proud of all of those records, but I think because of the attachment, it kind of just felt like, it felt like immortalizing family. Like, you know, I lost my aunt, who was more or less like a second mom growing up. I lost my best friend, who was my cousin, and my two younger cousins, like I think 7 and 4 at the time.
Oh my God.
So like it was for me, it was just like, I need to, you know, this is the urn with the ashes in it. Like I need to make this and talk about this and, you know, so I can get back to the other side of things. Like, I'm, you know, like, I'm not making music. I'm always talking about being happy and things like that. Right. But it's like the happiness comes from, yo, I went through a lot of shit, like a lot more than the average student. You know what I'm saying? So like I had to, but I had to go through it. Like even with the having the fire that I had in the pandemic, I was like, this is probably telling me that there's something that I'm holding on to that I've just been really scared to talk about for a long period of time that I just, you know, should do.
And so it was therapeutic in a sense? Yeah, yeah,
music for me is therapy. Like whether it's happy music or
whatever.
I'm not
going to lie. I'm glad I did not know you don't put those songs in your set list.
I didn't know I didn't put them in a set.
Like, it's giving, you might have to go to therapy and dig deep.
Nah, I mean, like, but the music, I think the music is what helps me, like.
It's therapy.
Yeah, it's therapy for me. Like, because for me, like, when I, you know, when I did do therapy, when I went to grief counseling for, like, losing friends and things like that, a lot of times it was like, yo, I just need to talk through my problems, talk through what's going on in my head out loud, and music gives me the outlet to do that. And ever since I went to therapy for the first time, it was like, I just been an open book, you know? So like, and I try to be as much of an open book as possible, so it makes it easier for me to like move through things and not hold on to things too much.
What was the difference between grief counseling and therapy?
My therapy journey wasn't that long. It might've been like once or twice in it. And I think even then it was really, really still kind of related to grief. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure. I guess the intention is a little different. Like the intention of like with grief counseling is like, I need to get past this thing that's, you know, like that I'm holding on to. And with therapy, it's a little more of a consistent thing. Like I want to consistently like talk about what's going on in my life and understand what's going on in my life as I'm actively moving through it. Mm-hmm. For me, that was my experience. But grief counseling was more so like, I lost everybody in that house fire. That was the first time I went to grief counseling. After that, I had a friend who I lost in, I want to say I was in 9th or 10th grade. I went to counseling after that. And every time we did those things, it was more so like, yo, this is how, you know, because I guess their intentions or their purpose behind it is like, you're a kid,
right?
You know, and we're trying to get you back to just being a kid and understanding life as a kid. And you're experiencing some real grown up shit right now. Mm-hmm. And we're trying to like turn that switch off. Right. You know what I mean? So I think that was their intention. And it was for me at the time, it was like, how do I not, like, you know, a lot of the bad things that I did in the world or in my life was like coming from a place of like, I don't think people understand me and I don't think people will ever understand me and people will ever understand what I went through. So I have to inflict pain on others instead of like, and you know, a lot of people might do it to themselves. I had to inflict pain on others because I felt like nobody, I didn't know how to articulate the pain that was going on inside of me.
Yeah, nobody was meeting you where you were at. Right, so it's like you were trying to bring people, which, I mean,
so you were just out here breaking hearts.
Misery loves company.
Exactly. Hurt people.
And it's crazy because then our transition song is Happy because you make happy music.
I make happy music.
And this one in Talking Even.
Man.
Going from grown, using this sample, getting this white woman to clear it. Yeah. We got to get into all of it, okay?
Big T-shirt, Billy. Watch on my wrist, but I want that diamond.
Now y'all know this
crazy
song.
When I pull up a
you have to know this song.
Bring that shit back, bitch. I'm stylish. Glock talk, big T-shirt, Billy. Watch on my wrist, but I want that diamond.
You move. Crazy it's when the I pull under 30 joint. The way you just move is
all of those this moves. Was all of those moves was like. I wanted is some I'm just like, yeah, this is the 30-year club.
This is a little my own. We have a two-step. We have a two-step. We have a two-step.
So, Billy, first off, you're sampling Nori's Nothing.
Yes.
I want to know which one was harder to get the clearance from. Billie Eilish, with the use of her name and all these other things, or Nori's Nothing.
So I didn't even, like, I think they both happened in, like, phases. Like, we was fighting for to get the song clear. We was fighting to get the song clear for a while. Because you had to get all the parties clear.
Of
you
course.
Gotta get
every single producer that had a role in it.
And then on the publishing side, then you gotta get it on the master side. You gotta wait for responses, all that stuff.
But you released this song first on the internet, right? Before the clearances?
I did a clip. I just put a clip out.
But the clip kinda went. Then you were like, y'all like it, you gotta get it cleared with me. So you started almost like a petition. Do those help? Like, because we've had artists come on and they've needed clearances.
And they like do like change.org or whatever. Like,
and either they're like, we still waiting on it.
But definitely like get people to like flood people's comment sections, and stuff like
anything
that.
Anything that's ever happened with me musically has always happened because of disruption. So like that was what that was. Was like at the time we couldn't get it clear. I didn't know who to go to get it clear. I didn't have a manager or anything at the time. So I was like, yo, if we start a big enough fire, then somebody has to hear this. Somebody has to hear about
this. There you
go
with the use of the fire again.
Right.
Chaos.
Just slow down.
Looking at the menu like, how can I fuck this up?
So it was just because it was like I had so many eyes on me, and I was like, there's no way I'm going to let all this shit just fall to the wayside. So we started a pre-save campaign, just like on a whim.
What is that? Explain that.
So pre-save is like before you put a song out, you can have someone pre-save the song. So by the time it drops, it's already in your Apple library, Spotify library, whatever it is you listen to the music. So we started a pre-save campaign that was just like, I was like, I didn't even know what it did, but I'm glad that I did it, because what happened was once I put the pre-save up, I was like, everybody just, you know, go to this pre-save. So that made them feel like they were about to get this record. I had no fucking idea how I was going to get it to them. But I was like, they felt like they was about to get this record. So everybody pre-saved it. And
is there a cost for that? Do they just get the snippet? What were they getting?
Nah, they had the snippet already. It was just click a button and you pre-save it. You didn't get anything extra enough. You just pre-saved it. But what happened was the volume of pre-saves, I want to say it was like 10,000 in the first day or something like that. And it just went off in every data room. Like every data room at every label, at every platform, DSP, publisher, it all went off. The data room's just like, yo, what the fuck is this song? Like, what is this? What is this thing that's going off? It's like breaking shit on the internet right now. And it just, you know, like it raised every eyebrow for all the people who just thought it was like, oh, it's about to be a little TikTok moment. It was like, nah, I think it's something bigger. Like, you know, something's happening right now. And so we did that. That was what kind of sped up the process a little bit with clearing the sample. We then had to had to kind of make some phone calls in the background. Once I got a manager, they made some phone calls in the background and got the size clear with Nori, with Pharrell. Then once everything was cleared, that's when Universal was like, yeah, I don't know why we ain't asked you this a while ago, but did Billie Eilish say y'all can use the song?
And she say you can say her name and call the title, like, call the song her name?
Right, and I'm like, no. Like, what the fuck? And he's like, yeah, I don't know if we can let you do that when champ. Like, no,
so you get everything clear?
Everything.
Oh, my God.
And the neighbor's like, yeah, time out. Oh, no. I don't know. Like,
you thought.
Yeah, right. I meant to ask you this. I don't know. It just slipped my mind. But Billy didn't say, yeah, my bad, nigga. Like, yeah, you got to sit back. So at that point, I'm stuck. Because I'm like, how the fuck am I going to get?
But just also, DM her. But
just DM her. I would have just DM'd her. I would have had somebody
try to DM her a couple times. Before you even got to that, I'm confused because we listen to a lot, like in a lot of rap music, they name basketball players, they name politicians,
right.
They name people. Mm-hmm. Drake names everyone he done slept with.
Well, the name of the song was Billie Eilish.
But I'll tell you what it is. The issue was that they still had the say-so on whether or not this song came out. Because
who had the say-so?
Universal. They had to release the sample. So before they decided to release the sample, it was like, that's one of our biggest earners. I don't want to say yes to some shit that she's going to be mad about later on down the line. So it was like, before you go running around with this little Billie Eilish flag that we gave you, nigga, like, hold on. So at that point, I'm stuck. I'm sitting on the steps twiddling my fucking thumbs. I'm like, my nigga's over. I gotta go back to Chipotle.
Oh, shit.
For 30 minutes.
Yeah, right, exactly. Put my other 30 minutes in. Like,
no extra chicken.
I gotta finish that shift. So, and at that point, I'm sitting on the steps, twiddling my thumbs, like, just stuck. We just talking about how the fuck we gonna do this. We didn't have phone calls. We're like, maybe we name it Billy. Maybe we name it I-lish. Like, I don't fucking know. Like, so we just thinking of all these different ways. My creative director, Haldy, he calls me. He's like, and I'm like, I'm still just like stuck in my thoughts. I'm like, I call you back at decline. Yeah, matter of fact, Ross had my phone.
Of course, you did.
I'm like, decline. He texts me and he was like, yo, check Billie Eilish's story right now. I said, check her story for what? And I see it's like it was her photographer at the time was dancing to the song and Billie reposted it.
Wow.
I'm definitely. I always believed in you too. That's the crazy part of that. Like, bro. I lost my mind that day, and that was all she needed. We sent it over to their team. Her team approved it, and yeah.
Now explain so you go through all this nonsense. I now need to know the double down on the triple down of you then making the whole Billie Eilish music video.
Yeah.
Literal recreations of her music videos.
I was just like, was that for homage?
Like, was that your idea? Was it your team?
Yeah, it was my idea. I was just like, if I'm gonna lean in, I'm gonna lean in. Like, fuck it. You know what I'm saying? Because at once I dropped the before niggas was doing cartwheels on the bed and all that little crazy things. Before all of that, all the videos that kept popping up was Billie Eilish recaps. It was like tour recaps and shit like that. So I was like, damn, well, like,
how are people even gonna see this? I didn't, in my head at the time,
I was like, what if nobody likes this song and it's only Billie Eilish fans? That's like, oh yeah, like we fuck with Billie already, so why not?
Shit, Billie Eilish got a lot of fans.
She got a lot of fans.
Exactly.
That's not a bad place to be. At that point,
I was like, motherfucker, go where you want. Well, go where you welcome. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I went over there and I just was like, let's just remake that video. That shit was kind of fire. Like, remake that one. It's like, you know, so I'm talking about the greatest part about the song is nobody knows what it's actually saying that I'm saying.
No, I'm not gonna lie.
Nobody knows that it's saying Glock tucked. Everybody thinks it's a black top, and I'm cool with it because it's playing on Nickelodeon. I thought I heard Glock, and I was like, no, he would never.
And so it says Glock tucked. That was the point of it being
like Billie Eilish.
Well, also Apple.
Billie Eilish
and
be walking around with a Glock tucked.
No, Billie Eilish wear big T-shirts.
Oh, well, at least Apple. Apple does have it right.
Yeah.
Glock tucked. Nobody reads big lyrics though. T-shirt. Billie. Okay. Yeah. Watch on my wrist, but I want it in diamonds. Okay, see, that's cute.
Hey, when I pull up, it's silent. Yeah.
You're not the pilot, but that was cute too. Mile high, fuck
a
first
class.
And so you write all this?
Yes. Yeah. On the toilet. I wrote that on the toilet.
No, you didn't.
I swear to God.
You did not write this song on the toilet.
I keep hearing that the toilet and the shower are the two places where men get their best ideas.
That's the places.
Was he doing number one or two?
I wouldn't be sitting down if I was doing it.
Oh, wait, I forgot. You're right.
Nah, sometimes you have like when you wake up, your legs just be tired. It's like, you're like, I'm not about to stand up for this piss. Like,
I feel so bad that y'all can't stand up
and do that. It's like it's a different world.
The only time I'm mad about that is in public places because we got to squat in heels and shit in public. We holding on to that rail like we trying to
get to New York
because we're not touching the public toilets.
I'm from the South, so you just use the restroom. In New York, you have to be a customer. You have to pay.
Right.
You have to get a code.
Yep.
So when
and
I'm
you
first,
got a tip.
It's crazy. So I'm like, do you not care about me being a human being?
Right, no.
When I lived in New York, literally, I don't think I've ever pissed as much in this goddamn street between cars, and we started getting good at it. We would squat. We would bring napkins just in our purse. That was a part
just in case.
Wait. Oh.
Just so that we could have something to pee outside.
Better make a pamper out of this. What the fuck?
No, but coming to New York and realizing just how many of the establishments will not let you use the bathroom.
At all.
Mind you, when you're in the city, you're already walking.
Yeah.
You just can't go in. New York, fuck you. Okay.
My thing, this is some new shit I started like a year or two ago. I do my walking pisses. Like,
what are walking pisses?
Like, I walk and pee. But y'all would never understand this. Like, y'all, because y'all can never do this. But, like, I walk. Like, it's like.
But where are you?
Like, just on the street. I'm just walking in the street. I'll just be peeing. But by the cousin thing is, because, like, I don't
I'm
have
sorry.
To, like.
Explain this. Are you shuffling to the side?
Like, nah, like,
wait,
I'm, like,
in your pants?
You ever walk by somebody, like they on the other side of the street or something, and, like, you see something, but you like, nah, it's no way. And by the time you look back and check, I'm already done. You see what I'm saying?
What are you? But
no,
are your pants down?
No, like you flip out. Like, it was
you're lying.
I swear to God.
But you're you're pissing in front of yourself though, so you're not
you kinda
walking.
Waddle. You kind of waddle. I waddle a little bit. I'm bow-legged anyways. I'm already waddling.
Why do you do that? Why don't you just stop on the side of a building?
I got a childish bladder. I'm not gonna lie. Like because I drink a lot of water. So I always got pee. Like I got pee right now. But like you know what I'm saying,
we can pause. Men get UTIs, right? I don't want you to get a UTI.
Yo,
being around me.
I gotta tell you a funny story.
There's nothing funny about a UTI. I hope it's not about that.
No.
Let's take a break. Go use the bathroom. All right, y'all, we are back from a bladder break. Well, you know what? Let's go ahead. Let's get toxic with you. You've kind of been toxic, actually, this whole time.
This entire time.
By the way, walking outside pissing, you cannot do that moving forward.
They'll give you a summons.
You will get a summons.
Do not do that. They will absolutely give you a ticket.
This is the first time I admitted that.
Yeah, but which is crazy because... I don't know anymore about our political system. Did you see a couple weeks ago the guy who I think was doing the same thing? Actually, no. He had his penis out.
Designer?
No, it wasn't designer. Designer had his penis out too. It was, I believe it was a trans woman or some, but it was someone like 300 pounds. Pretty much they said there's no way.
They were accused of exposing themselves, and the judge was like, look at her. There's no way.
His belly is too fat. There's no way that you could see. No, I'm not going to lie.
You couldn't see the genitals. You couldn't the see belly the genitals covers because the genitals.
This is literally what a judge said and let him off for that.
Yo, if I was on a jury, I'd be like...
That is crazy.
I see where you're going with that.
So fatphobia might have kept you out of jail.
Which is nuts.
That's wild.
Well, what should not keep you out of jail is this next song. Because the fact that you wrote this, I need to get into it.
Okay.
I'm going to let it play a little bit because you got a nice little interlude. By the way, using the voicemail in the beginning of, who was that in the beginning of the album?
That was my grandma at the beginning of the album. This is not my grandma.
I know.
I hope not.
Grandma talking next.
And I love to bring up your beats too. By the way, next time you don't use me in something like this,
I need you next time. I knew you was busy, so I was like, I can tell you, baby. You be out jumbo if I don't come
through. We're not going to do that. Oh my God. All right. Anyway, me and y'all don't listen to this song. Because when we get to the chorus, it's nuts.
Bitch, I don't have friends. She got on rag pants. It's from her last man.
This is like
a whole lot of boogers in a napkin. That ain't my business, I ain't asking. I know you want a nigga with his ass screw fully on. Get an outfit on a bed for I put it on. If I bring it through, I got my friends yelling, put me on. If you let it go, but then I get it, then it's good as gone. I say, same drop, it's just a different issue. And I don't like the way the nigga did you. It's only right to make this split official. As if you take it with you, said we should rob your ex nigga.
This is
ex
crazy.
Nigga, I'm talking about that nigga. That nigga need a nigga who gon' step with you. Not a nigga that be pressing ya. I said we should rob your ex, nigga. Yes, nigga, I don't like the way you
doing
for ya.
This gun
I was getting the character. I was getting it.
First off, you saying you were gonna do this in broad daylight is also
broad day. Right after my piss, I only wash my hands when I do this shit. You see what I'm saying?
You're nuts.
Yeah, I don't know why when I hear this, when I listen to that song, my eyes get low. I be feeling like they're like, shut up. Like, I don't know what that character is, but I get right into it.
Now, where and how and why did this come to your mind that you want to rob?
This is the wildest date idea I've ever heard.
You want to do some wild
shit? Let's go rob your ex.
That's where I'm at. I feel like if Fetty had a trap queen, I feel like if you can't match my energy at this point, if you can't let me rob your ex, I feel like y'all still got something going on.
Yeah, but your energy now is let's do TikTok dances. We could do TikTok dances
and we could dance over to your ex house and rob his ass.
Duality. Duality is a thing.
Shout out Around the Way Curls. Okay, so then you bring up Trap Queen. You talking about this. What type of woman are you looking for? What do you have a type? Do you want a Trap Queen? Do you want a good girl? Do you want a Philly John?
I love me a Philly John. I love me a little Philly John for sure. But I don't know. I might venture off. I might go like East African or something. Next one got she got give me a little culture. I'm tired of giving my culture out. You feel me?
What's the culture in Philly?
What you mean, what's the culture in Philly? What's the culture
you giving out?
I give my Philly culture out. I take it through the city, all that.
Oh, not the city.
She don't want the city. That's why
he said we out here robbing her ass.
Exactly. I take you to Ishkabibbles. Ooh.
Wow.
Yo, going to Ishkabibbles, that's the worst date to rob your ex. I ain't gonna lie.
It's pretty bad.
Going to Ishkabibbles, a date is crazy.
So then, have you ever been with someone new where their ex popped up on you, either on a date or ever had to engage?
Has there ever been a toxic ex that's lurking?
That's lurking still.
Well, I mean, no, that was with this situation.
This is based off of a real.
He never popped up on me though. But I was walking into a situation and she was walking out of a situation. So I was like, she still was getting a little bit. I was catching wind of the conversations, arguments, and stuff like that. I'm like, yo, like, you want me to holler at cuz? Like, I don't, you see what I'm saying? Like, that was where I checked in at. Like, I don't, like, I'm like, yo, if you rocking with me, like, I ain't about to let the, you know what I mean? So that was at that point I had wrote the song because I ain't never get the album. So,
well, you said we should do it together.
Yeah, so, I was telling
set,
her, like,
set him
yo,
up
like,
since he keeps hitting your right, phone.
Exactly. Like, line this nigga, baby. Like, what we
Bonnie
doing?
Bonnie and Clyde out here, yo.
That yeah. is nuts. Nah, that sure. is nuts.
Toxic as hell.
Very, very fucking toxic. Now, speaking of toxicity, yes. you only based off of what you said
only based
in pre,
yes.
I want to talk about this XXL freshman cover. Y'all laughing. I don't know if you're going to repeat what you said, but you should.
Them niggas look crazy.
They did.
Hey, yo. Now, you know, the great thing is the craziest thing that changed over the years is the length of niggas' chains. I don't know why niggas changed
and
it down
the size of the t-shirts.
Like, what the fuck was you
they
doing?
They literally had it down to their belly button.
Yeah, like, what the shit? This freak ass chain, bro. Like, that's the craziest part about
t-shirts.
These
days. All y'all had these Billie Eilish t-shirts back in 2000.
See?
T-shirt dresses.
It was the tall tee, yep, and my white tee face. Yeah,
them jeans was crazy.
So, it has not been announced yet.
No.
But there was voting. You were amongst a lot of people to grace the cover of the XXL freshman list.
Yes.
I want to know. First, what was your favorite cover? And it started back in 07. So.
Yeah, I'm looking at them right now. I think my favorite one, it's a tie between 2011 had Meek, Kendrick.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
Had Lil B on there, Mac Miller. I don't know the rest of these. There's a couple other people. Yellow Wolf on here, YG on here.
Okay.
2011 was definitely one of my standout ones. But then... 2014 is the one I think is my favorite one. That one had that had Kevin Gates on there. I love Kevin Gates.
Yeah,
I fucking love Kevin Gates. That's my dog.
Ty Dolla Sign.
Yeah, he's how I put the
Troy
Atlas
was on this one.
Big Gates. And I'm like, Ty Dolla Sign. Mm-hmm. Chance was on there. Dirk was on there. I'm looking at right Isaiah Rashad, Bibby, August Alsina, Before the Drama. Like,
okay,
yeah,
so that's
That's the one. That's the one I'm rocking with.
So 2023 does it mean anything as an accolade? I know we talk about if awards mean things. You've now performed at a lot, damn near all of the late night shows. Done a lot.
We
so
had
much.
One coming up next week, but they canceled it because of the writer's strike.
Of course. Damn.
Get your money, writers. Don't even worry about me.
Yeah. I know that's right.
Just fuck my whole role out of.
Jesus.
Yo, shut up.
Fuck me, right?
But get your money.
Yeah, but get your money.
Get your money, King and Queen.
I'll wait.
Would that mean something
absolutely.
You?
I mean, it's still a stamp. Like, I mean, in a world right now where like digital and like and press like presses it stands on like paper, like what is it? What's the word I'm looking for?
Print,
yeah. Where digital and print is like in a weird space.
It is, yeah.
That's like still a staple that matters. Like, we still pay attention. It's like it's marked on the calendar every year. Like, we're gonna look at what happens on the freshman. We're gonna have a conversation about who makes the freshman list.
Yeah.
And you know, if you wanna be all to be honest, if I get on the freshman list, it's probably just gonna be me and a bunch of women. Cause women is running that shit right now.
Women really are. Who would you say who hasn't, of course, graced it already? Who do you think the 2023 XXL freshman list could look like in your mind?
It's a bunch of women. It's it's Glow, Ice Spice, Lola.
Mm-hmm.
I really can't even think of that many artists that popped out this year.
Dolce
didn't get on there already yet. Dolce wasn't on there? Definitely Dolce. Dolce's on there.
Mm-hmm. I think some other artists I saw on that voting list. Yeah. Enchanting, she's another one out of Atlanta. Callie.
Yeah, yeah. Yep.
Callie for sure.
Flo Milli. Yeah, yeah. Was Flo Milli on it? I don't think Flo Milli was on 2022.
I think Flo Milli may have.
I think Flo did.
I think she's already 22? Been on a cover.
I think so. If she not, then she on there too.
Yeah, but no, you're
you see,
right.
You
a
see
lot
what
of,
I'm saying? It's all, well, like, because honestly, other than me, a lot of rap, like the
Dolce
guys.
Dolce was on last year.
Oh, she was on last year. Okay.
Yeah. A lot of the men in rap right now, it's kind of like a rinse and repeat thing. Like, nobody's really stepping out and doing anything cool, creative. And so that's like when you lean over and you look at the women, like all of them got their own different style. They all doing something different. Like, you know, like Glow is way different than Ice Spice, which is way different than Lola Brooke, which is way different than, you know, anybody else that we just named. It's like everybody is doing something different, but all of the men is kind of... It kind of stays in one pocket. Not to say that it's not good, but it just stays in one pocket for the most part.
I mean, I'll say even with what you're doing, I would compare it a little bit. in the sense that, and maybe it's because we know the music now,
yeah.
all the samples are so recognizable.
Yep.
Right, and a lot of the girls are doing that. You did that as well. Like I said, you've done the Bow Wow, the Nori.
Yeah.
Could that be it? Because I know the male rappers right now are leaning more into the drill and mm-hmm. just different. Yeah. They're not doing same.
It's a lot more bravado.
Mainstream, yeah.
It's a lot more bravado in rap music on the male side. And it's not like, for me, ain't nobody trying me. Not to say I want to jump in any rap beefs or nothing like that, but ain't nobody, like, it's no real reason for me to jump out and say I'm the toughest person in the world. So I'm just like, fuck it, I'm having fun. Like, you get what I'm saying? Like, I'm every chance I get, I'm going to show you that I can rap, like, really rap. But mm-hmm. I'm having fun. Like, I'm having fun on every record that I put out. I'm doing go to shoulders, shit like that. I'm just, you know, just yeah. having, literally
my
just having fun.
My shoulders don't work like yours.
Yeah. But all the women are also doing the same thing, I feel like, for the most part. They just having fun. Like, it ain't too much bravado.
Who do you want to work with? Because you haven't worked with many of the women though, right?
I want to work with all of them. Like, they
just, okay. You know, not the Zaddy Boys for that.
Why you got to put the D Boys
on? Zaddy Boys for the collab.
Actually, I want all of them.
To be honest, me and Lola have been talking about working. She told me to hit her up next time I got to New York, but I knew this week was gonna be crazy.
You gonna look 6'5" next to her.
Yeah, man. Hey, yo, I look 6'5". I seen her last time I seen her, I was like, damn, little Lola.
That's big Lola.
I fuck with Lola. I feel like Lola, she cool as hell. She cool as hell. Man, we met at South by Southwest.
Okay.
We both played this show with Yachty. Lola cool as I told her, like, we definitely got to put something together. And just like, because Lola got that energy. Like, Lola, she run out on stage, you know, all that
she
shit.
She is bouncing all over the stage.
We first
it's
met
fire.
At, we first ran into each other. We didn't meet officially, but we ran into each other. Funk Flex had us all out. It was like the Sound of New York event on Christmas. I'm not in New York, like, whatever. But
I remember that too.
He had us, when I walked in, Lola was on stage. I think this might have been the 7th time he had played Don't Play With It. And she, like, out of breath, like, my nigga, stop playing this song. and he running it back again. So then it was like Lola, then Ice Spice went up. And then right after Ice Spice, I went up. And I'm like, bet, I already know how I'm going to do this shit. So I'm like, yo, I run on there. I'm like, yeah. They're like, ah. So I'm like, no, if I'm in New York, say, yeah. They all, yeah. So I'm like, bitch, I'm stylish. Black Tuck, Eilish. They all say it back. So he dropped this shit. Boom, we building up. And I'm like, this T-shirt, Billy, Eilish, Black. I said,
he about to do it to you.
I said, flex, no. I said, bro, we just lost all the energy. Why you do that flex like that? So then now I had to perform this shit over again.
Oh my god!
Oh no!
At that point, we was like, yo, let me get the flight. I had a flight that morning. I was like, I gotta get out of here.
What's been your favorite city thus far? And because you're all over the place, you be in Paris, you've been in Montreal, you in Toronto, you're global.
Yeah. Thank you. Nah, I'm first of all. All of Canada is a movie. That Canada, I don't.
Yeah,
Canada. Yeah, we got some wild Canada stories. Like, yeah. He started laughing. We got some wild ass Canada stories. But that's like Canada. That's a complete different. That's a whole country I love.
Do you know the Canadian anthem?
Is it Pressa?
Do you know it?
Hell no.
Oh damn. And it's just like, oh Canada, oh Canada. No, that's not it.
Pressa is the Canadian anthem. You play Pressa over there, everybody. I can't believe it. As soon as I found my Cuban. You know Pressa?
No.
Coilerae ex-boyfriend.
Oh.
Yeah. That's my man. Wow. I fuck with that.
I'm sorry, but he's no. It's the only identification we have for this man is that he's Coilerae ex-boyfriend. He's not the national anthem.
No. Pressa is a big dog in Canada. I was just saying it because I knew y'all would have known.
No, I still don't.
Familiar.
Still don't.
Well, they were in the blogs. And sometimes, for whatever reason, Teen Shade Room pops up on my feed.
Not Teen Shade Room.
And I'm like, why is this in my Explore shit? Because I've been trying to keep up with the youngins, the people under 30.
I be on Teen Shade Room.
Yeah, I know you do. So I got to, that's where the artists that some of us don't know,
that's what they be saying, the black top on the lyrics for the song.
Nah, we stick together, though. It's only three Armanis in the music industry right now. It's me, him, and Caesar.
So, yes, Armani Caesar from Upstate.
Yeah.
Which I'm is another artist. She's a part of, she's the first Griselda. Lady of Griselda, right? Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I know, and her team, we've been trying to make it
trying
work.
Trying to make it happen.
I'm never here. I want to play one more song before we get out because the way it rocks, I really like this record.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
The chorus, the verse, and how you rap it, and how it drops into.
I was holding my nose right here.
Like no, you weren't.
Because I brought my voice too deep, so I was like, I was doing this the whole time.
What made you just say, I want
to
sound
like. Because I wanted to go up, but my voice, I always wanted to, but now my voice too deep to do it.
I love it. You said I want to sound like Jacquees.
That's hilarious.
But then it drops into this.
God don't make no mistakes. That makes a good EP.
It does.
God don't make no mistakes. God don't make no mistakes. One thing about me, I blow a band on the rental. One thing about me, I keep my hand in my denim. I seen a lot of niggas try to switch it up nowadays. One thing about me, I never plan to forgive them. One thing about me, always figure it out. One thing about me, I can't sit in the house. I ain't never been the type of dude to listen to doubt. I made $1 million in a month.
And I'ma throw it in their face, ayy. Tell them niggas.
I love how many different just flows in a song has.
I know every cadence.
Everyone is different. I like it.
Thank you.
Big skin, I built this shit out the stars.
Even when I took a big dip, I still can get out the stars. I'm in the black body model, I can
spit out the tongue.
But I tell you what, you gotta get out the car, so play them.
I ain't got time for
that.
You know, maybe why I really like this.
This feels so good.
It reminds me of a lot of what Kevin Gates does with his record.
Yeah.
He go. I know.
Yo, I'm a Gates, real big Kevin Gates fan.
I'm a real big Kevin Gates fan. I think I saw you actually meet him.
Listen. So we walk up. So again, it's me and Russ. We at the Grammy, the Roots pre-Grammy jam. And my man Ross is like, yo, you seen your man Kevin Gates? Well, I said, where? I'm like,
this is I'm who you, like, see, so I asked like, you this question in the beginning, and you was like, nah, I'm cool, I don't be dicky.
Because you don't dicky nobody.
But you dickhead Kevin. Okay.
No, it wasn't no dickie. But I was like, I'm like, where? So he like, yo, he was just over there. And I'm like, so we ran around this whole venue trying to find him. Eventually, I'm like, yo, let's just check upstairs. We go up there. He's sitting there by himself. Now, you know, Kevin, like, you get, you know, two different sides of Kevin. Like, he in his Zen modes. He like chilling, hands like this. She like he just completely.
Like, you just finished praying.
Yeah, exactly. Right. No, he looked like he's praying right now. He looked like he's praying. So we like. I don't know if you want to go over there. So Ross, my man, I sent him on the dummy missions. I'm like, yo, Ross, like, bro, you got to go over there and see
you. Didn't do that. You know men do that. Hey, my friend want to talk to
yo,
you.
Yo, sent him to do the
hey, my friend want to talk to you.
Yeah, I was scared of shit.
You a real one. You a solid friend. You a solid friend.
So listen, so this way, it's two big-ass security guards behind him. And so Ross goes over there. He's like, talk to the security. Like, yo, I got Armani White here. You know, and he's a big fan of Kevin Gates. Can we get him? Can we introduce him? And he was like, I'm gonna be honest. I'm not his security, but
based off,
he said, listen, he's I'm gonna be honest. I'm not his security, but based off the stories I know about him, I see why you came up to me first.
That's funny.
So then we like. All right, so how the fuck we gonna do this? And it's another big nigga sitting right next to Kevin Gates. My man John, shout out John Will. And eventually we just like, yo, we just gotta go over there and say something to John. Like, you know, we don't know him at the time, but so we go over there, talk to John, and then John's like, hey, like I got Armani White over. He's like, oh, Armani, yeah. So then, so John, he set it up. He told Kevin, yo, Armani White's over there. And then that's when we had the, I start stumbling over my words. I'm like, okay, I'm like, yo, you don't know what your music did for me, bro. Like,
you hit him with that.
Yeah, he was like, big brother. He said, big brother, you don't know how much I needed to hear that today. And then we had like a long hug. It was a good moment. And then, he was like, let's get a picture. And then you let everyone know you met. I was fighting back tears
idol.
And shit. Yeah.
Oh my God.
I fucking love Kevin Gates though. Like,
no,
yo,
I love him too. Like, and I know he be doing some shit, but.
I know. I be fighting for him when he be saying the crazy shit. I'm like, I did that too.
Well, we know you were on a press run. Thank you for making time. We are getting out of here to Silver Tooth, but let our audience know where they can stream, but purchase
the music,
purchase your album,
and also and follow, know to follow you and follow all the things going on with you.
Listen to the music. I'm Armani White. Armani like the brand. Blanco like the color. Armani Blanco.
Hey, you
Blanco
like the color, but in Spanish.
Big Blanco,
Big Blanco.
You think you're so much? I'm a diamond in the front and back. You stabbed a silver tooth, but I was just a pup. Now I got the killers who got shot.
I got a feeling. 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 I